The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The governor is suggesting that even for the March Madness games scheduled for Ohio, I think most of those are over in Dayton, he is suggesting no fans or non-essential personnel. Like I said, and I'm not saying this that it's going to be entertaining, because it's not going to be entertaining at all. But it's going to be fascinating to see the battle between sports fans, sports entities, and government. We're kind of on uncharted ground here. I don't ever remember this. And you know, we've had the SARS scare, the MERS scare, the swine flu scare, the H1N1 scare. We've had all of those, and who knows? Sometimes I don't remember whether I had breakfast this morning. I don't remember these extreme responses. So we will see. Quote, as for, this is from cleveland.com. As for professional sports, such as Major League Baseball, whose season is about to start, DeWine said experts believe that fans gathering in alleys or streets is a recipe for disaster. So he's implying Major League Baseball, no fans. Basketball, March Madness, no fans. And he is suggesting professional. That would be the Cavaliers and the Blue Jackets. This is going to be something to watch. All right, let's go back to the phones. And next up is Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good, that's good to hear. Hey, Bob, I'm coming to give you some information from when we last talked Friday. You gave the impression that, well, let me back up. I told you that Trump had made an asinine comment that the coronavirus was a hoax established by the Democrats to get him out of office. Now, you jumped on me and said that didn't happen. Let me tell you when this occurred.
Okay.
This occurred the Friday of the eve of the South Carolina Democratic primary. Trump gave one of his patent, what I call, racist rally. And at that rally, he made that statement. Now, you can go on YouTube and pull it up, and you can see for yourself. I don't know how you missed that, because that was all in the news, but Trump did say that along with a whole lot of other stuff. And then
Charles. He said that the coverage of the virus, not that the virus was trumped up by the Democrats, he said the coverage, the hysteria. And I would agree with that. There's been so much hysteria, inaccurate information, that it certainly looks like was designed to hurt Trump, including some quotes. I don't know whether I'll have time or not, but I have some audio from Jake Tapper, which implies that this is all a campaign thing for Trump.
You just stated the craziness of that.
What's
what
that?
What you just said is, Bob, listen, let me talk, please. What you just said, the Democrat establishment, however you want to put it, are willing to put American citizens' lives at stake to get this guy out. Do you know how ridiculous that is?
No more ridiculous than you saying Trump would do the same thing. You're saying Trump would do the same thing.
Trump said what he said. We already know Trump has a history, Bob. Now, whether you want to accept that history or not, that's on you. That's between you.
So let me ask you a question. Since you said that the Trump rallies are nothing but racist rallies, are you implying that all of the thousands and thousands of people who attend the Trump rallies, including a pretty good percentage of blacks, all of these people are racist?
First of all, there's not a pretty good percentage of blacks there.
Well, there are.
One or two blacks,
but a simple question, are all the people there racist?
Let me answer the question. The other day, I was watching the news. There was a reporter interviewing a Trump supporter. Let me answer the question, Bob.
Charles, you're not answering the question. You're pontificating. Simple question requires a simple answer. Do you believe that most of the people that attend these racist rallies, your words, not mine, are racist? Do you believe that?
Can I answer the question, Bob, please?
I'm asking you to. Please do, but don't go off on some rabbit trail.
Bob, allow me to answer the question. No matter how Please. You perceive, it's going to come out loud with that. Now, let me get back to what I'm saying.
No, answer the question,
Bob,
Charles.
Would you be quiet in the Bob?
No, I'm not going to be quiet. Charles, I asked you a simple question. It just requires a simple answer. Then we can go on and have a dialogue if you desire. One more time, last time, if you can't answer, I'm hanging up. Do you believe that most of the people that attend these, what you said, racist rallies are racist? Do you believe that?
Bob, all I'm asking you to do is trust the Lord and allow me to finish. Is that hard? Trust the Lord. Don't trust yourself. Just trust the Lord.
Charles, I have no trouble trusting the Lord. It's you that I have a problem. All right, Charles, I said I was going to give you a third opportunity to answer. Give me a simple answer, not this long. I gave you three opportunities, and I just asked for a simple answer, and you refused. You refused to give it to me. So I must say goodbye. I just can't carry on a conversation. I want to. I really do. I honestly want to have an honest conversation, but sometimes it's impossible. But I try. Maybe not hard enough. I don't know. All right. Next up, let's go to Rick in Sunbury, Ohio. Hey, Rick. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thanks, Bob. Can't follow that, but this is related to the coronavirus, and
yeah.
I just want to make sure we do have a good connection, and I'm in perfect health, and this goes back to 9/11 to some secret I found, and this will hopefully alleviate people's fears. On 9/11, planes are hijacked. Planes have been hijacked before. The World Trade Center was attacked before. Planes were used as flying bombs. Planes have been used as flying bombs before. Yet after 9/11, we had all this speculation of what terrorists could do. Ridiculous scenarios. We got the same thing going on with the stupid coronavirus. This governor is overreaching. Like I knew this guy would, just like when we had the incident with the unfortunate shooting in Dayton. This guy, governor, has always been a gun controller, and there he wanted to pass more gun control. These quarantines, these shutting down with public events is just ridiculous. People just need to turn off their TVs. I just cannot believe how gullible people are. And if the problem with our media is always they're not even breaking down. And I'm not happy it's happening, but unfortunately it's happening to older people who are more compromised immune systems.
Sure.
Okay? You don't need to worry about your kids, and I'm not taking out Vegas odds against you or anything like that. So don't take that wrong. So that's a joke, Bob. So, anyways. I just cannot believe the American people, what they fall for. I really think a lot of people believe these bang, bang, shoot 'em up cop shows. I think they really think that that happens to police every day on an everyday basis. We've done Looney Tunes. So just sign me off playing Looney Tunes. Music and I'm done.
I don't think we have it in the system, but if we did, I would play it. I would play it, all right, Rick.
All right, thanks.
Thank appreciate the call. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. All right. We need to take the final break of the hour. And then we'll be back and we'll wrap things up. At least we will try to. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, my faithful engineer, Jeff, who is the ultimate sports fan and authority on the other side of the glass, has found this statement from the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is their official statement. Now, remember, Governor DeWine has requested there be no fans at any indoor entertainment or sports venue, high school, college, and professional. That would include the Columbus Blue Jackets. Here is the official statement from the Blue Jackets released just moments ago. The Columbus Blue Jackets are aware of the recommendation by Governor DeWine that events at indoor sports and entertainment facilities be conducted without spectators. We have been in contact with the National Hockey League, and given the facts before us, it has been determined that our scheduled games, including this Thursday versus Pittsburgh and Saturday versus Nashville, will go on as scheduled and be open to ticketed fans that wish to attend. Now, it goes on and talks about they've been in touch with the CDC, the National Hockey League, Canada, and so on. But bottom line, on as usual. So the Blue Jackets are welcoming fans in defiance of the governor's request. He has not mandated it. He has requested it. And the Blue Jackets have rejected the request. Now, back to a previous caller. Here on Bob Burney Live, we deal with truth and facts. We do not deal with hysteria, gossip, or rumors. Now, let me just say this. There are many people, and I'm talking many, not just a few, many, 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 many people who hate Donald Trump so much that their hatred for Trump is more important than the truth. All right? I made you a promise. When Donald Trump was elected, if he does something good, I'll give him credit. If he does something bad, I will criticize him, and I have been faithful to that. Now, had Donald Trump said in a public rally that the coronavirus was a hoax brought about by the Democratic Party, I would be on the air absolutely condemning that statement. But it's not true. Here is exactly what he said. All right, I looked it up. Folks, listen. It's not hard to check facts anymore. In fact, it's really easy. Don't believe what the political sites say. Don't believe everything you read. Be smarter than that. Here is a direct quote from Donald Trump at the rally. Here it is. Now, the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus. They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs. They tried the impeachment hoax. That was on a perfect conversation. They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. Think of it. Think of it. And this is their new hoax. But you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing. We're 15 people, cases of a coronavirus infection in this massive country. And because of the fact that we went early, we could have had a lot more than that. We've lost nobody, and you wonder, the press is in hysteria mode. Donald Trump did not say the coronavirus was a hoax. He said the coverage by the Democrats was a hoax. The blaming of Trump for the coronavirus was a hoax. Now, most of you know Snopes.com. If you know anything about Snopes.com, it is run by far-left liberals. Now, that doesn't mean that they're always wrong, just that is their slant. Quote from Snopes. Despite creating some confusion with his remarks, Trump did not call the coronavirus itself a hoax. The conclusion, false. So you even have left-leaning Snopes saying, no, Donald Trump did not call the coronavirus a hoax. So my plea to you, deal with the truth. Deal with facts. Not exaggeration, not rumors. And I've said this thousands of times. Don't believe everything you read on the internet just because it agrees with what you feel and what you think. May I say again, the liberal left does not deal with fact and truth. They deal with emotion and hysteria. So just to, you know, to just to set things straight, no, Donald Trump says some outrageous things sometimes. And when he does, I criticize him. He did not say that the coronavirus was a hoax. Even Snopes said, no, that claim is false. I tell you, it's frightening. The hatred that people have for Trump. I didn't like Obama, but I honored him. I prayed for him. These are bizarre times, folks. Hey, thanks for joining me, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.